The state's Department of Education won't reimburse two school districts for voter-backed school bonds. It's an uncommon move, with districts usually relying on the state to pay a majority of the costs for bonds covering capital projects. Anchorage voters approved a nearly $60 million bond in April that will pay for building upgrades at eight schools. But since an August letter from the Education Department informed the school district they won't be reimbursed, Meyer Hutchinson, spokesman for the mayor's office, says the full cost will be spread across residents' property taxes.
Taxpayers will see a small bump because of their approval of the bond proposal.
That measure was approved within the same span of time that legislators passed a five-year moratorium on school bonding. At the time, many were unsure what it could mean for the Anchorage School District's proposal, but with news coming in August that the administration won't agree to the reimbursements, Hutchinson says the mayor's office is working with the school district to discuss the issue with the governor and legislators.
We're really hoping that the legislature and the governor can extend the same kind of certainty that we afford the oil industry in Alaska to our school children.
But projects across the district will go ahead as planned. That's not the case for the state's only other bonding district. In Bristol Bay, the lack of reimbursement will stop plans to bring the school in Naknek up to code. Bristol Bay Borough voters approved a proposal for a $14 million bond to pay to bring the school up to code and make it more energy efficient. Those plans are now on hold.
That retroactive moratorium really, you know, put the kibosh on the project.
District Superintendent Bill Hill says it was frustrating to learn of the Education Department's decision after the district had put time and resources into planning the school improvements.
You know, it's not an easy process to go through. We hired a firm to do design and development. The borough spent hundreds of thousands of dollars getting us to a 35% design on the project. We expended a lot of personnel time, not just my own, but the borough manager. We involved our community in the development of the project. So there was a lot of effort in this.
The district's single school in Naknek has many systems overdue for repair or replacement. Hill says the windows, doors, lights, fans, heating, and roofing all need work. In a borough with a year-round tax base of less than 1,000 residents, Hill says the district will have to keep looking outside for funding to make those improvements.